This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
America.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Wiggins America.
The only thing I'm going to need from you guys right now is a cup of coffee.
Wiggins.
Today's global economy waits for no man.
America.
Today's global business climate is like,
whatever, dude.
Politics is a dirty game. I'm not sure we want to play.
There are forces here at work that you couldn't possibly understand. You have no idea how high up this goes.
Welcome to Wiggins America.
The only thing that I can say about President Trump is that he is the only person who, in 2009, when I served a lot of subpoenas on a lot of people, or at least gave notice to some pretty connected people that I was going, that I wanted to talk to them, he is the only person who picked up the phone and said, "Let's just talk. I'll give you as much time as you want. I'll tell you what you need to know," and was very helpful in the information that he gave, and gave no indication whatsoever that he was involved in anything untoward whatsoever, but had good information that checked out and that helped us, sure. And that we didn't have to take a deposition of him.
That was in 2009?
That was in 2009.
The Epstein stuff is the biggest story of the week, regardless of the Trump team wanting it to not be. Very much wanting it to not be. They actually did a whole joint session of cabinet heads, and he didn't want to talk about it. Pam Bondi answered a question about it, but he didn't want to talk about it. Despite that, it is the biggest story of the week. Don't you think? I think. Hey, this is Wiggins America. Thank you for being here this weekend. We're going to cover that. We're going to cover a whole bunch of other stuff, too. And we'll see if we can get to, actually, at the end of the show, here's a little preview. At the end of the show, I have pulled the Republican Party platform from roughly 100 years ago, and we're going to go through it and see how different it is today than it was then, or how similar it is. Aren't you interested? All right, there's the tease for the show. But back to the Epstein stuff. There's a lot to say about this. There's a lot of, this is a conspiracy, and I don't mean conspiracy theory. There is conspiracy here in that there were a lot of people involved with this Jeffrey Epstein character who were doing illegal things. They were raping children. That's terrible. It needs to be found out. But before we get into the dark side of this, let's talk about just the news of the week and then the bigger picture. So what's happened this week is at the beginning of the week, I think this was Sunday night, actually, of last week, Axios reported that I guess they had a leaker from inside the DOJ. Not sure how that happens. Because I'd hate to be that guy right now. Find out, they're going to come after me. Because they should come after leakers. That's not cool. But somebody leaked to Axios that there is no Epstein client list. And that Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill him. Or Jeffrey Epstein did kill himself. But that's already been confirmed by Kash Patel and Dan Bongino at the FBI. So some of this is like slow leak, but that's the news of the week that kind of has kicked off this firestorm of, there is no Epstein client list, huh? So let's focus on Trump in this for a second, like we did with the clip. If Trump were in it and was protecting the list from coming out because he was in it, I find that hard to believe. And we just played that prosecutor there that talks about, look, Trump has been actually, before he was president, was one of the only people who was really cooperative that had any links to this stuff at all and gave us a lot of valuable information. I think that's important to the conversation. I also think that Trump talking about it, not from this week, but from a little bit before, is important too.
I was not a fan of Jeffrey Epstein. And you watched people yesterday saying that I threw him out of a club. I didn't want anything to do with him. That was many, many years ago. It shows you one thing, that I have good taste. Okay? Now, other people, they went all over with him. They went to his island. They went all over the place. He was very well known in Palm Beach. His island, whatever his island was, wherever it is, I was never there. Find out the people that went to the island. But Jeffrey Epstein was not somebody that I respected. I threw him out. In fact, I think the great James Patterson, who's a member of Mar-a-Lago, made a statement yesterday that many years ago I threw him out. I'm not a fan of Jeffrey Epstein.
So him talking about it, does that mean the matter is rested? No, because the world doesn't revolve around Donald Trump. I do think that that means, in my opinion, from the evidence that we have, that Trump is probably not implicated in these things, because if he was, not only would all of that stuff that we know to be true that I just played not exist, and it does, but you would have had an FBI DOJ for 4 years under Biden that would have had access to incriminating information about Donald Trump that they chose to not use. I don't believe that's possible. If they had anything against him, they would have used it, especially during a campaign. So they were trying to arrest him on anything they could find and making up charges. And if they had real charges, they wouldn't use them. That doesn't make any sense. So I think, putting that aside, Trump is pretty much out of the picture here as far as why wouldn't he release the files? Oh, it's because he's in them. I think we can put that to rest. So then you say, okay, the claim is, did the deep state get to Kash Patel and Dan Bongino and possibly Pam Bondi? So Will Chamberlain is part of the Article 3 Project. He was on the Annie Fry show this week, did a whole interview with Annie. I encourage you to get the podcast and listen to that. It was a good interview. But I pulled a clip from it because I thought this is also true.
He's had an incredible 6 months. And then all of a sudden to flip out and be like, oh, yeah, actually, he's involved in a very incredibly complicated cover-up of Jeffrey Epstein's involvement with Mossad or something. I like, what? No, calm down. You have to be able to accept the idea that I think people have really gotten fixed. It's like they went from thinking something might be possible vis-a-vis Epstein to believing with 100% certainty it was true. And it's like, whoa. I mean, If we had told you 2 years ago that in 2 years Dan Bongino was going to go in and be the deputy director of the FBI and be the guy reviewing all these files, and then he'd come out and say, guys, I've looked at him, there's a lot less here than you think, and in terms of third-party culpability, wouldn't you have said 2 years ago, like, okay,
yeah,
if that happens, like, okay, maybe we were wrong. Well, Yeah, now it's happening.
I think that's important. It's actually against their own best interest and past comments to come out now and say, we were wrong. I mean, nobody wants to do that. Everybody wants to be vindicated, and saying the opposite of that is a blow to your pride, and they're on public record saying all this stuff. So I don't think Dan Bongino and Kash Patel really are at fault here. I think they're getting in, seeing the evidence, and going, it ain't there. Does that mean that the Biden DOJ FBI deleted all the evidence? Have no idea. It's possible. But it doesn't mean that they're hiding it. I really think that's like the least likely thing possible here. Pam Bondi's been on record saying there's all this video that they have from Epstein, but now she implies that all that video was actually just child porn, but there wasn't anybody in it. It was just like somebody's disgusting collection. And she's like, why would we release that? So we're at this point now where we go, okay, if these people, because the conspiracy is that now Trump's people are hiding it, or Trump is hiding it. So we just did 6 minutes. I feel like debunking that pretty well. So now let's turn to the dark side of this thing.
There is, unseen by most, an underworld. A place that is just as real, but not as brightly lit. A dark side.
While the Trump DOJ FBI is probably not doing anything nefarious here, we still have big questions that they do need to answer. So let's say there is no client list and Epstein did kill himself. Okay, I can accept that. If more evidence comes out and shows that, well, you know, you're missing time in the tapes and we find weird things about the Epstein prison stuff, I'm fine. We can address that later. But if the evidence is leading them there now, I'm okay with listening to that and trusting these guys based on their history. What we do need, though, is to find out who among probably global elite was raping children. That's still a thing. Just because there's quote-unquote no client list doesn't mean that there were no clients. There were still people throughout the world. We know just a couple of their names, but there's probably more of them. And I don't care whether they're famous or not. The fame thing always comes up because you think, oh, these people are powerful and they're able to pull strings. Well, regardless, if they were clients of Jeffrey Epstein in the sense that they were pedophiles, they need to be brought to justice and their fame shouldn't protect them. That's all we're saying. So I don't want to get lost in the, is there a list, is there not a list? I don't care about the list. There probably was a little black book, but it doesn't say so-and-so raped kid. It's, you know, it's not going to say that. So the fact that there's no list really doesn't matter. You just have to follow evidence to find out who was a part of this and who was doing it, and that can't stop. So just releasing it, the leaker, whatever, saying there's no list, Epstein did kill himself. Okay, fine. Close that box, but then keep the investigation going because you need to and you have to. All right, quick break. We're in the midst of Wiggins America. You are living in it this weekend. Thanks for being here on 97.1 FM Talk.
Wiggins America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
And now you're probably getting tired of me just coming on the radio and complaining over and over that we're spending too much money, but I'm not going to stop. That's actually one of the reasons that I love having a show, is complaining that we're spending too much money. I'm going to keep doing it, but if you're getting tired of it, I think I've got a little angle that I'm going to take today. Instead of me complaining that we're spending too much money, I'm going to have my kids come on and complain that we're spending too much money. Hi, kids.
Hi.
You're spending too much money.
No, I'm not, but the government is. So let me present a scenario to you guys. Now, this is my 11-year-old, Sonny and Sinjin, and then my 8-year-old, River, in here. So if you, let's see, can you spend more money than you make?
Sometimes.
How?
If you don't make very much money, then you might have to spend more money than you make.
Well, but is that a good idea?
No.
So if I gave you $100, would you go spend more than $100?
No, I'd probably spend less so I could save the rest.
Oh, man, that seems like a good plan. It seems like you guys should be in charge of the government.
Not a good idea.
Well, thank you.
You're only 11 and 8.
Yeah, but you have much more common sense than the people who run the government. Because they always spend more than they make, and we keep going into more and more debt. That's not a good idea, is it?
No. Because then we're gonna start having to pay more money than we took out, and eventually it's gonna start building up and building up until they're gonna request the money back.
That's right. That's what debtors do. So I figured that having you guys explain that would show how basic it is, which I think you've done well. Good job. But here's also Ron DeSantis.
Well, you know, we do have a problem in the Republican Party with these DC congressmen. They always run saying there's out of control spending and they're going to spend less, and they never do it. And so there's a gap between the campaign rhetoric and then the performance. Elon was doing DOGE, and a lot of Congress didn't want anything to do with actually adopting the DOGE cuts, just like they haven't wanted to adopt the Trump executive orders on immigration and all these other things, which I think you have to adopt in law if you want them to have staying power. So I think there is a lot of frustration with the gap between the rhetoric in their district and the performance once they get into D.C. But the way you do that is expose that in a primary and show that there's another way forward. Honestly, if you're concerned about the debt, I wouldn't even worry about that, because I don't think just electing a few better people is going to change your trajectory. We need the incentives in Washington are going to lead to these outcomes, really, regardless of the outcome of elections at this point. So you need to do a balanced budget amendment to the U.S. Constitution, and you can do that through the states. You can do it through Article 5. We've got 28 states that have approved this. There's another four or five that are on the docket. Once you hit 34, then you write an amendment, and then the states are able to ratify that. You need three quarters. You know, if Elon wanted to weigh in on that and work on those state ledges, I mean, he would have a monumental impact on doing this. And we also need term limits for members of Congress. And so you can do both of those things. But I think if you did that, all of a sudden, that moves the needle on both of those issues. You know, under Article 5 of the Constitution, you are going to see major, major positive changes. But you have to change the incentives and the structures up there, because we've seen it time and time again. You have the rhetoric, same results. You have the rhetoric, same results when it comes to debt. And so this is one way to do it. And it's within our grasp to do it. Florida's already certified both of those.
Oh, I really, really like the idea of a convention of states. What do you guys, what do you think, Sonny?
What's a convention of states?
It's okay. If you don't understand the convention of states, you need 38 states, that's three-fourths of the states, to pass a constitutional amendment. That's what Ron DeSantis is suggesting happen. Here's the crazy thing. You already have, let's see, 31 states that have ratified. So there's a process where they have to suggest it go to Congress. Then Congress has to send it, like approve it, send it back to the states. The state has to ratify it. 31 states have already sent this request to the federal government, which means all you need is 7 more states to do it. Interested to know which states? Idaho, Montana, West Virginia, and South Carolina all have not done it yet. Those are gimmies. So that leaves 3 states that would have to suggest this up to or pass the amendment or whatever, pass to the Congress. And of those remaining states, one of them's Kentucky, one of them is Wisconsin, and then it gets tough to get the 38th. I mean, Wisconsin and Kentucky might not be easy. They have Democrat governors. But you could maybe get Minnesota, probably not. Maybe Virginia if you do it fast with Youngkin in there. New Jersey or New Mexico. But that's where it gets hard to get that last one state. But my point is, we're very, very close to being able to pass a constitutional amendment via convention of states that balances the budget. My kids are looking at me like they have no clue what I'm talking about. Go ahead. Go ahead. You think you do? You can say it. You don't have to nod.
So,
have you studied this in school?
No.
Okay.
We need 7 states more. We need 7 more states to pass the bill onto Congress, to pass the amendment or whatever it is onto Congress, and then they'll send it back, and then the states have to agree to pass it, and we only need 7 more to even out the government spending.
Well, you are basically repeating what I just said, which is true. So you've learned fast. There is one more wrinkle I'll add to this. Now, a couple of these states that have passed, I guess the suggestion, whatever. I'm not a legal analyst, so I don't know the word for it. But they basically have to send it to Congress. They've passed that, but some of them did it years ago. Colorado is one that did it a long time ago. Michigan did it a long time ago. So once Congress were to ratify it, which I hope that they would, you know, you have a Republican Congress right now, they'd have to send it back to get the states to fully approve on a vote to then pass it into the Constitution as a new amendment. Would Colorado and Michigan be a part of that? Even though they're part of the original request, would they then say yes to it? I think you'd have to have a lot of deal making, unfortunately. And I don't know exactly how that would work out. But I think this is worthy of Musk's attention and money. Don't you kids agree?
Sure.
Okay. Probably.
Thank you very much for your ringing endorsement. This has been the Wiggins kids.
Yeah!
On Wiggins America. Stick around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
This story is a couple of weeks old, comes just after Juneteenth, but I found it important to introduce the clip that I'm about to do. So this comes from USA Today. Despite slim chances of passage against a backdrop of anti-DEI efforts, that's the good news part, by the way, some congressional Democrats continue to reintroduce reparations legislation that advocates hope will help build momentum and keep the issue in the forefront. Quote, each reintroduction keeps the conversation alive, educates the public, and signals to communities across the country that their concerns and histories are being recognized at the highest levels of government, said Jason Williams, a professor of justice studies at Montclair State University in New Jersey. Ahead of Juneteenth, proponents of reparations for African Americans met with mostly Democratic lawmakers on Capitol Hill to urge them to continue the push for federal reparations legislation. Yeah, that ain't going to happen with Trump in office or a Republican-led anything, maybe even a Democrat-led anything. But it's Democrats that meet with them. Quote, what better time to introduce policies that are centering repair and truth than a time when so much disrepair and lies are abundant, said Marcus Anthony Hunter, a reparations advocate and professor of sociology and African American studies at the University of California, Los Angeles. I got to admit that if there was a way for me, I wouldn't do this on principle, but if there was a way for me to just sort of demand the government give me stuff, it's pretty tempting. And that's what this is. You know, you come up with a rationale for it, but ultimately you're like, give me some stuff. A wide variety of proposals for slavery reparations have been proposed over the years, including mental health care for African-American descendants of slaves, investments in infrastructure in historically marginalized communities, or direct payments. That's the big one that everybody talks about, direct payments. Nobody can really figure out how to do this, though, because who's paying for it and who's paying who? That's the big question. Now, I introduced that to say that these conversations are still alive, even in the era of Trump. Nothing at the federal government level will happen, but state and local governments. I do believe there was one city in California that actually passed reparations, like $500 per person, but they were having trouble figuring out who got it. Because of course you would, because you have to prove that you're a descendant of a slave. And there's so many problems with that. One of them I'll get to in a second here is that even African Americans, or as the left would say, they present as black, Kamala Harris, Barack Obama, each of them, of course, partially black, one black parent, even they have ancestry that is widely reported to have owned slaves. So their ancestors would have been slave owners, but they, of course, are black. And so it gets really dicey, and nobody can really figure out how to do it. I think that's one of the reasons that this has never happened, is because you can grandstand for a long time on this subject, but then the logistics of doing it are nearly impossible, if not impossible. But I say all that again to just introduce this clip. Now, this is something I found. I searched far and wide to find out who this woman is. But I can tell you the context of what it looks like she's doing. It looks like she's given some sort of TED Talk, or she's speaking at a university to a auditorium of people. So it's like an academic setting. She appears to be either white or maybe like of mixed race, which usually is not important to a conversation, but when you're talking about a racial topic, she looks to be maybe mixed race. But I don't know her background. Again, I don't even know her name, but she's speaking on these topics in an academic setting. And she first addresses the logic behind reparations.
The practice of slavery was legal. We need to remember that governments did not own slaves. Slave owners did. In fact, the U.S. government fought a war to end slavery. How much should the descendants of the 400,000 Union soldiers who lost their lives fighting to free the slaves pay to the descendants of the slaves they freed? It's bizarre to suggest that human beings should inherit the outrage of the deeds of their parents. Should the child born from a rapist be branded a rapist because of his father's criminality? Should the child of a mass murderer be sent to prison because of his father's crime? No.
Now, I think that's the most important part of the conversation. I led it with talking about, well, how would you even do it? But the better question is, why would you do reparations? Especially in light of that, of what she just said. And then you add in the difficulty in figuring out who would receive it and what they would receive, of course, and then who's responsible for paying those things, and it gets even trickier.
In America, in the main, it was the Democrats who owned slaves, and the Democrats who in the main passed and enforced Jim Crow laws. It was also the Democrats who founded the Ku Klux Klan. Should the current Democratic Party be held responsible for this? No. We do not inherit the sins of our fathers.
Ooh, I really like the one at the end there. Talking about, well, if it's historically all Democrats that owned slaves, or Democrat politically aligned states, municipalities, and cities that owned slaves, and the Republican Party was fighting against slavery, then shouldn't only Democrats, people who are ideologically in that camp, be associated with it? And if you go, no, that's not fair, things have switched. Well, then aren't you making an argument against historic reparations anyway? Because if, quote, things have switched, then that's not the only thing that's switched. That's not the only thing that's changed since slavery. A lot of ideologies have changed. And if you're not supposed to be held responsible for the sins of your father and grandfather and on, then why should other people be responsible for it? If you are a legacy Democrat and you say, yes, but things were different back then why wouldn't that argument apply to the whole conversation? I thought that was a genius way to put it. I really hope she gets some kind of credit for saying that, because the minute I can find her name, I will report on it. It was a really good subject and really good little lecture. I would have liked to see the whole thing. You know, that was like a minute and a half. Anyway, this is Wiggins America. Thanks for being here this weekend. We'll be right back. This is the Republican platform of 1912. If you listen to the Annie Fry Show, I did a very brief segment on this, but I didn't really get to dive in too deep because we got off topic, as we do. It was during Wiggins America, so you know how that goes. But the Republican Party platform of 1912. Now, why did I choose 1912? Well, because if I go, I was trying to go back 100 years and just see how different or similar things were in the Republican Party to 100 years ago. Well, in 1925, you can kind of get a feel for it, but you're just coming out of World War One. And then if you go back a few years, you're in World War One. So I went back even, and then after that, you're in the Depression. So, you know, I felt like going back to 1912 was right before World War One. There wasn't any particular issue that was dominating. It'd be a little bit more generic. So we're close to 100 years here. But here I'm going to read from it. It says, "It has been genuinely and always a party of progress. It has never been either stationary or reactionary. We believe in our self-controlled representative democracy, which is a government of laws, not of men, and in which order is the prerequisite of progress. In dealing with these questions, it is important that the rights of every individual to the freest possible development of his own powers and resources and to the control of his own justly acquired property, so far as those are compatible with the rights of others, shall not be interfered with or destroyed. That the courts, both federal and state, may bear a heavy burden laid upon them to the complete satisfaction of public opinion. We favor legislation to prevent long delays and the tedious and costly appeals which have so often amounted to denial of justice in civil cases and to a failure to protect the public at large in criminal cases. Since the responsibility of the judiciary is so great, the standards of judicial action must be always and everywhere above suspicion and reproach. While we regard the recall of judges as unnecessary and unwise, we favor such action, recalling judges, as may be necessary to simplify the process by which any judge who is found to be derelict in his duty may be removed from office." They were worried that the judicial process would be abused. All right. That was kind of the overview. You still interested in this? I hope you are. I'm just going to give you a couple more points here from the Republican Party platform. And these are particular points. Now, what I've done with these is if there's something in particular to that time, I'm trying to sort of leave that out. Like there's some big issue going on in the world and they're like, hey, let's talk about that. I'm avoiding those because they really have no bearing on now. I'm more looking at the bigger picture. You know, what are the rights and what are the specifics about their platform? How about this? The Republican Party is opposed to special privilege and to monopoly. I would have said that a few years ago that wouldn't have been the case, but it has become the case again under Trump. It's much more populist, right? Listen to this one. Speaking of Trump, we affirm our belief in a protective tariff. The Republican tariff policy has been of the greatest benefit to the country, developing our resources, diversifying our industries, and protecting our workmen against competition with cheaper labor abroad, thus establishing for our wage earners the American standard of living. Sound familiar? Again, a few years ago, this probably wouldn't have been the case, but now under Trump, it is. Here they are addressing the cost of living. It's a bullet point. The Republican Party will support a prompt scientific inquiry into the causes which are operative, both in the United States and elsewhere, to increase the cost of living. Today we would say decrease. They just are using the term differently. When the exact facts are known, it will take the necessary steps to remove any abuses to be found to exist in order that the cost of food, clothing, and shelter of the people may in no way be unduly or artificially increased. Now, we're talking a lot lately about the Elon Musk uniparty stuff that they just keep spending money. That's all a tax on you. You know, a little diversion here. Remember when you go to fast food 10 years ago, 90s, whatever you want, and you could get a fast food meal, soda, burger, fries, maybe another side, depending on what you got, for like $2, $3. That only has gone up because the government has spent more money than it takes in. Do you realize that? Like houses. Houses have gone up because the dollar is less valuable. That's the basis of why everything keeps going up, is because the government is spending too much. Republicans are still doing it too. They spend less than Democrats, but they still spend too much. I like the Republican platform of 1912. We were in a lot better fiscal shape at that point. Banking and currency. The Republican Party has always stood for a sound currency and for safe banking methods. It is responsible for the resumption of special payments and for the establishment of the gold standard. I like this platform a little better than the current one. Campaign contributions. We favor such additional legislation as may be necessary to more effectually prohibit corporations from contributing funds directly or indirectly to campaigns for the nomination or election of the president, vice president, senators, and representatives of Congress. We heartily approve the recent act of Congress requiring the fullest publicity in regard to all campaign contributions, whether made in connection with primaries, conventions, or elections. I don't know that this is the current Republican take. I don't think this is the Democrats. See, the Democrats just want to basically spend more government money to fund, elections and campaigns. Republicans don't want to do that, but they're okay with it being funded by really anybody, and they just run them through super PACs. So I'm not sure that this is really aligned with either party now. How about conservation policy? This has been in the news a lot. We rejoice in the success of distinctive Republican policy of the conservation of our national resources for their use by the people without waste and without monopoly. We pledge ourselves to a continuance of such policy. I would say this is still the Republican policy. It's just that the Democrats have swung the pendulum so far the other way that they've over-grabbed land for the government instead of for private use. Let's see. There's some other stuff in here that's very time-sensitive about the post office and stuff. Protection of American citizenship. Whoa, hello, 1912 Republican Party. We approve the action taken by the President and Congress to secure with Russia, as with other countries, a treaty that will recognize the absolute right of the expatriation and that will prevent all discrimination of whatever kind between American citizens, whether native-born or aliens, and regardless of race, religion, or previous political allegiance. The right of asylum is a precious possession of the people of the United States and is to be neither surrendered nor restricted. The left would say that that is the opposite of the current Republican Party. I beg to differ. The left has abused the asylum system, and the Republicans are seeking to change it, I think, back to this. That's my opinion. The Navy. We believe in the maintenance of an adequate Navy for national defense. We didn't have an Air Force at this time. And we condemn the action of the Democrat House of Representatives in refusing to authorize the construction of additional ships. So they were for national security. How about this one? 1912. Lisa Murkowski. Whoop, not quite. We favor a liberal policy toward Alaska to promote the development of the great resources of that district with such safeguards as will prevent waste and monopoly. Alaska wasn't even a state yet at this time. We favor the opening of coal lands to develop through a law leasing the lands on such terms, invite development, and provide fuel for the Navy and the commerce of the Pacific Ocean while retaining title in the United States to prevent monopoly. Opening up energy production. Yep. Here's one that I found to be very interesting. We're almost done here. Immigration. We pledge the Republican Party to the enactment of appropriate laws to give relief from the constantly growing evil of induced or undesirable immigration, which is inimical, new words, to the progress and welfare of the people of the United States. And last but not least, economy and efficiency in government. We commend the earnest effort of the Republican administration to secure greater economy and increased efficiency in the conduct of government business. Sound like Doge? Extravagant appropriations and the creation of unnecessary offices are an injustice to the taxpayer and a bad example to the citizenry. I love it. The Republican Party platform of 1912. You can look it up. It's all right there. It's not long. You know, that's one of the reasons I like it. Now the platforms are multiple pages. All the bills, the one they just passed, the big beautiful bill, 900 plus pages. This is about 10 to 12 pages. Very nice. All right. Thanks for being here this week. Hopefully we all learned something. We all came together and we learned something together, especially at the end of the show, right? Thanks for being here. This is Wiggins America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.